And get started. And we know Kathy Anderson just called me and she is running late. She will be here maybe in time. We'll be in time for executive session, she felt. So, we will call the meeting of the Board of the West Lafayette School Corporation Board of School Trustees, Wednesday, September 1st. I'm trying to turn off my cell phone, but I can't find it, so that's okay. I won't be able to get any phone calls. If you would turn yours off, when Diane gets here, make sure you turn it off. I will have a motion. Is Helen here?
No, Helen is unavailable for the next couple of days.
Okay. So we will have a motion for approval of the agenda for the September 1st, 2010 regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Rouse, second by Mrs. Springer. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. Approval of the minutes of the August 18th, 2010 special meeting of the Board of School Trustees. A motion, please.
A motion.
Motion by Mr. Bittner.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Hearing opposed, none. The motion carries. Usually we have communication with the audience, current agenda items, but since we only have one, it's a non-agenda item, I'm going to go ahead and move that up and let our one person signed up, Mr. Basham, speak. So if you're ready,
sure.
Fire away.
Well, I have a planned speech, but John Basham, I don't know if you guys sign in or not, or okay. Recognize yourself. John okay. Basham, Basham Reynolds, Purdue University, also Tippecanoe County Council. You mentioned the cell phones just for a little bit of humor. Judge Meade, I know Judge Meade, he's one of my best friends, and I went to his wedding, daughter's wedding, Saturday night in Greenwood. Of course, quite a crowd there, and of course, the judge performed this one. And if you know the history on Judge Meade, what he did at Purdue, he removed the cell phones. Mm-hmm. But that's what he said just before the wedding started.
I found mine, so now it's shut off.
I would just like to say that the referendum has passed, and that I know the pain that West Lafayette School Corporation has gone through trying to get the money that they need to continue the education, the fine education that they have in West Lafayette, and it is true, 98% graduation rate, and that the formula, I understand the formula and how it happened, and I would have supported that referendum. It would have been less, and it was 70 to 43 to whatever, 37 or whatever. I just want to emphasize again that when you do your budgets, I know the stimulus package is a one-shot deal, $400,000, that you'll remember, we know your pain, remember our pain from the business world, that we're trying to balance our budgets too, and your problems will probably be solved, but we still got a hill to climb. So just try to keep that in mind. Want to keep us in prayer, that's fine. But Diane, I'm being nice. My cell phone's off. So, and I did not wear this red to try to schmooze you. I've had this shirt on 2 days, so 15, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, 5 straight weeks, and when I'm not doing that program, I'm still working 12 hours a day. So it's a business we run. We love our business. We love the community. And what would the community be without Purdue University? And I know you got fine schools over there. So just keep that in mind when you're trying to, you know, balance your books and do whatever you have. Again, I know it's stimulus, so I'm throwing my cards out. I know it's a one-shot deal, but try to remember that if you can. Just soften the pain a little bit, because we've got a hill to climb.
Sure. Okay.
Our problems not resolved. So. I thank you kindly. If I may leave.
You may. Okay. But thank you for your comments.
And I think we assured you and reassured you during the whole process that we would do that.
Great job.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your comments. And I think, as Mrs. Sauter said, and it's true that that has been a major, been a major discussion point and topic of discussion, and something that's been on our minds really all the way through this. And Rocky, I don't know if you have any other comments.
Just we have to watch what happens if we're going to get cut again in December or January. You have the governor saying no more cuts in public education, and then when the stimulus money came out, Dr. Bennett saying use this money, hold on to it, because there could be more cuts coming. So depends on which side of the fence you're listening to it in the downstate. So we'll have to just take a wait and see attitude to see what happens with the state's economy and whether or not we have any more education budget cuts.
Thank you, Dr. Killian. Anybody else have anything to say? We'll move on to unfinished business, of which we have none. New business, ADM update. Dr. Miller, would you like to speak?
Yes, I would love to. Please. Thank you. Our ADM number this year is 1,991 at this date. Last year it was 1,927, so we are up 64 students, knowing though that we do not report our ADM until the 17th of September, that number may change. However, with Purdue in force, often some of our late enrollees come when Purdue is back in session, and that has been so for a week. So we probably are at a fairly stable place. We do have 122 transfer students, and they are not counted in our ADM. And just a reminder, I know you know this, but our kindergarten students are only counted as a half or a quarter, depending on what the state's doing at any given time. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we stand number-wise. Our pupil enrollment is 2,160 students.
Dr. Miller, you said 122 transfers, is what you said?
122 transfer students. And they are not counted in the ADM. And for our audience, average daily membership is what ADM is.
Is that your concern that addressed as far as?
Yeah, we talked about, I got a response on most of them.
I would like to know the question that Brad brought up earlier today, and it's tied directly with this. If all parents have been notified of all transfer parents have been notified of a schedule they can make as far as Purdue is concerned, or just staff member parents?
Yeah, we sent out a letter to the, or Ross sent out an email to the staff indicating that they could actually make two payments.
What about the other parents?
Well, there's a very small number of cash paying parents, and they're also going to be given the same courtesy. Most of our students are transfer tuition, which we bill TSC, but we're getting that together as well. We've already had some phone calls with parents, and so
I did have some double parents stopped in to pay, and I said, they paid the base amount, and I said, like others, if they want to set up a plan and pay later on the other with them on it. So once they had concerns, I did talk to them about it.
Because our staff members have been given the privilege of being first on the transfer list, but I think they should be treated equally when it comes to the type of payment they're offered.
Indiana Code does allow you on an individual basis to make individual decisions based upon the need of the people.
Good.
And so I checked with Bob Reiling just to make sure we were on solid legal ground so that we could make some flexibility, especially since our staff and parents were notified quite late. I take full responsibility for that, because the person who was doing that was reduced in force. We have new people coming into the office. With everything else going on, it's just, we didn't get that information by osmosis to them. So I needed to say something. They didn't say it. And then a letter went out close to the end of the timeline, and so we're getting all of that worked out.
Blood pressure shot up.
Well, you know, I mean, it's that's not what I like. I like making sure that our folks have plenty of time to prepare and things.
Sure.
We're going down a brand new road here that we've never traveled. We've got the referendum. We've got changes in transfer tuition, cash transfers. We have new business office personnel. I mean, you talk about everything happening all at once. It's happened, and it's inevitable something's going to get missed, and unfortunately, that was one of them, and I feel very badly about that, but we will get it corrected and give our folks plenty of time to make the appropriate adjustments with their payments.
I appreciate the fact that your note, Ross, was appropriate, I think, in the situation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these things happen from that standpoint. Any other information on the ADM update? Strategic plan update, Dr. Killian?
We're going to start getting our action teams back together probably early October. And we need to clean up some action plans. And then I need to take that to teacher discussion. And then once I take that to teacher discussion, and if all questions are resolved there, I'll bring the final document to the board. And my goal is to try to have everything in the strategic plan wrapped up and done and present it to you by November 5th. It's a little later than I was hoping, but trying to make sure I do it right and do it well. And so that's kind of the process I have in the back of my mind, and want to see if you have any questions or suggestions with regards to that timeline.
I think that the sitting on the strategic plan, that it's worth the time. So I think we want to get it right and get it flushed through, which has been really a year-long process. And I think that, at least in my opinion, it is a good working document that gives us a roadmap to move forward. And that's kind of what you want out of this type of thing. So at least from the committee that put it together, and I know that Diane and Sally and Brad and Dottie, I think at one time we're all involved in one fashion or another. So at one part or another, I think it's a good working document.
When Helen gets back, we will be sending letters out inviting action teams to come back for a meeting.
Yeah. Tax and participation warrants for 2011.
Okay, what this is about: in the past, you know, we've borrowed funds because with the tax payments, you know, typically if they're on time, you get the majority of your payments in May and June, and then you get a December settlement, so we have that cash flow problem the first 6 months of the year. And in the past, you've borrowed, we use the transportation, capital projects, and debt service funds have been the primary funds where we had negative cash flow and had to borrow money to cover that. And so it's about that time of year. I need to start working on that again. We'll work with the Indiana Bond Bank. That's who we worked for in the past, work with, and typically have gotten good rates, you know, because they group the bond sale together with other entities in the state. So I'd like permission to proceed on that. I would like to add in the fund this year is referendum fund. I mean, we've talked about, as we laid out our budget, if we'd start some expenditures in January, February, actually you're not going to have the cash in that fund till May and June. So it would be necessary then to stay on that kind of a spending plan to borrow some funds in the referendum fund also. So you know, if you're okay with that, I just like approval that we can move ahead, and I got to start the application process and do the anticipated cash flows for 2011 and go through that process for the borrowing again.
How should that motion read?
I just would say approval to proceed with tax anticipation warrants for 2011.
With no reference to the referendum.
Right.
No. Okay.
Right.
So we have a motion to pursue tax anticipation warrants for 2011. So moved by Mrs. Sauer.
Second.
Ross, any discussion, please?
I just had one question.
Yeah.
If the tax draws come in on time, can that change what we might borrow?
Well, I mean,
are they coming in timely? Do we know?
Well, they did. They were more timely this year. I mean, and on the past, you had to roll
in perspective.
some over and do some mid-year borrowing because June, July payments didn't come in like anticipated, so you had to borrow even more money mid-term. And I've not heard that's going to happen, so I don't expect it to happen. So we'll anticipate the normal tax flow to be in for us.
Sounds good.
What kind of bid rates are we seeing for TAWs now? Are you getting
I don't know lately what they've been. Your June warrants were 0.98%. So they're
there's one advantage to low.
Low.
Yeah. That's it.
There's one.
Yeah, one. It used to be you could earn a little bit of a margin on those, you know, with your interest income, but that's sort of flattened out too.
Yeah, there's not much arbitrage left.
No. No. Worry about that.
Means for arbitrage. Any additional discussion? All in favor of the motion to pursue tax anticipation warrants for 2011, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Facilities update, no enclosure, Dr. Killian.
I've asked Larry Lefty if they would give the board an update on where we are with regards to some construction projects and the opening of school.
Okay, I'm too worried about Saturday, so I'm more color than somebody else that talks about that. But anyway, while I'm standing here, Larry is the ventriloquist doing all this talking, so if you have any questions, just ask him directly. Two quick things. Happy Hollow. Got one minor thing fixed today with some of the tile in the new hallway. And the company has been very good working with us on that and has gotten that taken care of. We have a possible window leak. They're coming up either Friday of this week or Tuesday or Wednesday of next week to look at that. And then the only thing that remains is getting the carpet tile out from underneath the bleachers, which turned out to be not such a grand idea. And we will be putting marmoleum or tile, hard tile down under the bleachers, and that will probably occur sometime in October. Although the installer was talking today about a possibility of using the same color and doing it a slightly different way, so we might be able to do it sooner. It just depends if Happy Hollow wants to have the disruption, because we were going to install, at least do part of the installation over the one-day break that we have at the end of October. But this would be would take out a step and would probably take about a day and a half rather than taking parts of two or three actual school days. So Happy Hollow, thankfully, is just about complete. The boiler project, we ran into some labor problems, which held up the shipping of some of the items, and then we had a contractor that didn't ship everything that he was supposed to ship. But right now they're looking at the commissioning for both Cumberland and the junior senior high school next week. This is about a month behind when we had originally anticipated this occurring, but again, because of the labor problems that our suppliers had no control over, but he did have control over sending all the stuff he was supposed to send. So hopefully that both of those will be up and running by the end of next week.
Okay. How's the dugout?
The dugout, they were putting the roof on in the rain this afternoon.
Yeah,
to protect the children if they wanted to come up and see how the visiting dugout was looking. But they were putting the roof on this afternoon. Anything else?
So thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Very much. You may go back to worrying about Saturday. Memorandum of Agreement, Juvenile Alternatives Truancy Mediation Program for 2010-2011 school year. Dr. Killian.
This is a program that we contract every year with the Tippecanoe County. It's a great program that helps us refer students that are missing school and get them back in school before they go have to face a judge. This would come out of general fund, but it is worth the cost of trying to reach out to the families of students who aren't attending school regularly, and it is a great resource for building principals. I know Sally has used it quite a lot when she was at Happy Hollow, and I recommend that we continue with this program.
Has anything changed in the wording of the memorandum?
No, it's the same price as last year.
The wording is all the same.
And I did have Mr. Riley looking through again.
Someone would like to provide a motion for approval of the Juvenile Alternative Truancy Mediation Program for 2010-11.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Sauter.
Question.
Okay, discussion, please.
It states in here that you would send an annual evaluation form. Do you see those?
I don't receive them. I think they go to the building level.
Oh, okay. But that has occurred on any other basis. Okay.
And if the board would like to see those, we can compile those and give those to you at the end of every year so you can see the results of that. Valley, any background from your perspective?
One of the best parts of this program is, first of all, it is very clearly, the process is clearly laid out, and the forms for handling the procedure are excellent. It's handled through truancy, juvenile truancy, and parents have a responsibility to pay for their time in juvenile court. And so right away, there's the school has the responsibility for following all the procedures, policies, and forms, and the parents have the responsibility of paying for the court's time. So it really does hold both parties accountable to each other, and it's been very effective.
We've even had the mediation program director come in and meet with the parents and the students prior to shipping them to court to try to get them to understand that if you don't get your child to school, they will be adjudicated. Mm-hmm. And that's been very helpful.
Well, I would be interested. I've never seen a summary of this for all these years that we've done it.
I'd be glad to do that.
12 to 13 pages would be fine.
Sure.
Within 2 weeks. Last year's report, please.
Just kidding. All right.
I didn't stipulate a time for that.
Any additional questions?
Karen's had it.
All in favor of the Memorandum Agreement Juvenile Alternative Truancy Mediation Program, 2010-11, please say aye.
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 Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. Information to the board. Let's see. We have a couple things on our horizon. I think most have met with Steve Wittenauer, and we'll try to wrap that up if he's trying to come back here on the 15th.
I haven't met with him yet.
Yeah.
Okay. But I need a question answered by you before we do
that. And we can do that. And what else? Also, we're still looking at our retreat on the 26th. I'll probably have an agenda to you in the next next week, I would think, on what we'll do. That's 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, if that is the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Tuesday, the two of you are making a presentation on ISBA.
Rocky will be making one on Tuesday.
I think one on Monday, one on Tuesday.
Okay. And are you going on?
I'll be down there Sunday through Tuesday.
And you're all set with that, your arrangements.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I will be down there on Tuesday.
And are you guys coming also on Monday? Yeah, Monday and Tuesday.
We should hear from the National Boards Association with regard to a proposal by the next week or so. They were delayed in making decisions on proposals. And so we'll know this week or next week whether we'll present.
Or you'll present her something.
Week.
Have to get our costumes right.
It's in San Francisco in the second week of April, I believe that is. So, any other information to the board? Personnel report.
At your place is the revised personnel report plus an attachment that Helen's not here today, so you would have had the attachment as part of your personnel report. We're recommending approval of this personnel report. As a reminder, there was a question about paraprofessionals. Paraprofessionals is a range from 735 all the way up to 9-something. I think it was 960 based upon experience, and Happy Hollow paraprofessional, I think, will be in the 850 range.
Hey, I have a motion to approve the personnel report.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs.
Second.
Mrs. Rouse, second by Mrs. Springer. Mrs. Rouse.
You do.
No, I just said I've
known you for a while. I can't come up with your
name. Her name is Fred. Any additional discussion?
Is the paraprofessional full-time with benefits, part-time?
It is full-time, and it is with the benefits. And the paraprofessionals help with the special ed. And we've had a couple of special ed situations.
Any additional questions? All in favor of the personnel report? Please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. Accounts payable vouchers. I know that Brad had sent some questions around. Do you want to, I guess we'll take a motion to approve the accounts payable vouchers and then move from there. Motion, please.
Move approval.
Moved by.
That's all we express out.
Mr. Marley, second.
Can I second it too?
You may not. Okay. Second. Mr. Bittner.
The preventative maintenance question is that's our chillers and HVAC preventative maintenance. We do that quarterly. The lawnmowers, we had ball bearings, a total breakdown of, if you've seen our large lawnmower.
That was a lot of money.
That was a, well, we had two.
A little push.
We had two mowers.
It's all ball bearings.
We had two mowers in, but the big one, it was a lot of a breakdown and build back up, and Larry can explain that better than I can because I'm not a mechanical guy. The ESC payment for the professional services is paid out of capital projects, and that's for Bob Channels, not Connie.
Sorry.
And then there was another one.
That was a tuition.
The band director.
Oh, yeah, the band director. He has the co-curricular classes, which he teaches during the day, mm-hmm. and marching band is extracurricular, which is outside the school day, and that's a stipend in the contract.
Okay, gotcha.
How'd I do?
Great.
Thank you, Brad, for giving us an advance.
Yes.
Other questions? All in favor of paying our bills on our accounts payable voucher, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Please pay our bills. Board and superintendent reports. One thing on our committees, they are set. We made the only change we made is we kept Diane on foundation and Dottie will remain on redevelopment. And I think that Helen has posted that on the website as well, but so the copy you had is good from there. From that, any other reports from committees? I'd really just soon go around the room if you have one, please. I know we have discussion tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Other reports. Yes.
Well, just invite everyone to the 16th Annual Global Fest this Saturday, right. 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Morton Center, Inside and Out. It's going to be great weather.
Just sit at the morning about the morning.
Yeah.
Well, no, come in the morning and then you go to the TV.
Hey, people. Anybody getting sworn in or getting a citizenship?
I was just going to say yes. Now on Friday afternoon, well, 4 p.m. in the tent in the back parking lot, about 100 new American citizens will become naturalized. It's a formal court proceeding presided by a district judge, and that's always very moving, and it lasts about an hour. If you've ever attended that, it's well worth your time to see that. The Neighborhood Coalition has been renamed the Council of Neighborhood Representatives. It's an outgrowth of the update of the city's strategic planning process, and we had our introductory meeting August 16th. The plan is to have two meetings a year and just to establish a rapport or forum between the city and the neighborhood representatives. Establish dialogue, and updates and questions, answering, and that type of thing.
I'm kind of getting started with the rest of them. Any others? I know you tried in vain to get to yours and
right.
figure out. Did you ever meet
with Christian? We're emailing back and forth.
Okay. So, yeah.
This is that happened for the public school.
Public school.
Nobody was there. I spoke to him about a half an hour and nobody showed up.
All I said was,
I called him right away. And I got the wrong date.
It's 5 minutes. 5 minutes for assistant professors. 15 minutes. You know the whole thing in college. Okay. Anything else? And I know Community Council, which I used to be on, will meet next week, probably. I know Kathy's on that now.
A week from Monday.
Okay, and Foundation, next September 9th will be its next meeting. Okay, that's communication to the audience, non-agenda item. Any of you wish to make a statement, opening or closing statement? Hearing none, we'll move on to future meetings. Wednesday, September 15th, 6:30 p.m., special meeting, Floyd Administration Center. That's our public hearing of the 2011 budget. Wednesday, October 6th, 6:30 p.m., regular board meeting, Floyd Administration Center here. That's here, and the budget adoption. Anything else for the good of the order, so to speak? Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Rouse. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. All in favor? Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. We're adjourned.